And our guest upon us is an expert on a great many things, including the fine old tradition of American liberty. Formerly a member of Congress from Texas, he is now the hard-hitting mayor of San Antonio. I introduce to you the author of In Blood and Ink, and the bearer of a name famous in the history of the Southwest, Maury Maverick. Now, gentlemen, each miss that you make will cost Canada Dry $10, which is cheerfully dispatched to the sender of the question, together with another five, just for the use of it. And if you're ready, so am I. But before I begin the formal questioning, I'd like to know how much the regular members of the board know about the very distinguished name of our guest this evening. Now, the word Maverick has, of course, passed into the English language, and it's going to stay there. Can you gentlemen give me the meaning and origin of the word? You stay out of this, Mr. Maverick. Mr. Levant.
Kathleen Maverick.
Oh, sounds like an Irish bull, Mr. Levant. I'll keep that on the side.
Forget
and see whether
it.
Mr. Adams can do a little better for us. Mr. Adams.
The brand on a horse, or a horse that was not branded, and I think it came originally from Mr. Maverick's family.
That is a fair guess, considering the similarity.
Is that true?
Names.
I think these people are trying to frame me, the country boy coming to New York City.
Now, you tell it, Mr.
You want me to tell the story right? Well, I'll tell it for you.
Tell it right, but tell it short, Mr.
Okay. My grandfather was named Samuel A. Maverick. He took in 453 head of cattle, and they were in the hands of a colored slave, and he wouldn't brand them, so they called him Maverick's Cattle, and that's all he is to it. He never was a cattleman, like people say. And also, there's another thing. He only branded his own cattle. Some people say that he branded everybody's cattle, but he only branded his own.
Well, I guess you've never had an opportunity to defend your grandfather to as large an audience as you've had this evening, Mr. Maverick. Thanks for the explanation, which is very interesting. And what does the word Maverick generally mean now in our language?
Well, for instance, like LaGuardia, he's unbranded. He's a man of free opinion. It means a man that's not branded, that has his own opinions and independent. That's what it means.
One who won't play with the crowd. If he
that's right.
The crowd's right. A darn good word.